You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And good morning and welcome to the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Tuesday morning. I am Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
We will get all the details on your escape room and everything else that happened over the weekend. Talk about our appearance at the parade yesterday here in Wausau as well. But first of all, we get an opportunity to talk to a musician who's going to be performing in Wausau tonight at the intermission in Wausau this evening, and also here in central Wisconsin on Thursday at the Meltdown in Stevens Point. Very happy to welcome to the program Brooke Pridemore. Brooke, a nationally touring singer-songwriter. Brooke, thanks for coming on the program.
Hey, thanks for having me. Always great to be here in central Wisconsin.
Where's home base for you?
Home base, I live in Brooklyn, New York. I've lived there for a long time, about 23 years.
Talk about your musical journey. When did you first fall in love with music, and what started you? Where did you start? Did you start singing? Did you start with any particular instrument? Where'd you begin?
As long as I can remember, I've been singing. I would sing the jingles on the TV, but the commercials. When I was 13, I was watching Saturday morning cartoons with my sisters. An episode of Tiny Toons came on. They were doing like a music video program, and the band, they were like, we're going to open with They Might Be Giants. And then they opened with two animated music videos for They Might Be Giants songs, who I had never heard of. It was like my pupils expanded for the first time, you know. It was like this whole other world opened, because I liked music, but this is 1993 and gangster rap is at the top of the chart. And the other thing that's at the top of the chart is pop metal is just making way for grunge. And I couldn't identify with any of that stuff. I liked the sound, but I couldn't identify. And I saw they're not silly songs, but this is odd. And there's this odd instrumentation, and I'm not sure that I know what these songs are about. But they're not about like girls, 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 or like guns and money. It's like it's about something not even necessarily deeper, just on a different wavelength. You know, I'm 13 and we didn't have internet. And so the access to everything was somebody at school had, oh, I have that tape, and they let me borrow it so I could tape it. And then somebody else would have the other tapes around it. And I just like piecemeal put together this interest in this one band. And then it was like I started learning how to sing from those songs. And then like kind of by the end of the year, I want to be in a band. And a friend of mine was like, well, you should probably learn an instrument, and you should probably be a guitarist or something. And so I was like, oh, that's what I'll do, is I'll be the singer and the guitar player. And I ended up with a guitar, my first guitar, by the end of the year. And I've really been playing ever since. I really am glad I was not trying to play on the internet in those days, because that you can't hear that stuff is really ideal for me. But I went to college and I started playing open mics and the occasional gig there. And after school, I moved out to New York. And I moved to New York with the intent of like being like people like They Might Be Giants or Lou Reed or all of my favorite. Bob Dylan has, you know, lived in New York for a long time. And all of my favorite artists came out of New York. So it just seemed right to go there. And it was a lot different when I got there. But pretty quick, I got hooked up with a small label that like couldn't help a lot, but did have the means to take me on tour. And so then I started touring with them, and then I took over the operation eventually. And so I guess it all came from a cartoon. It all came from a Warner Brothers cartoon, which is pretty funny.
It's actually funny that you mentioned They Might Be Giants, because back when I was younger, I had one of my childhood friends who went to high school with and went to college with. And yeah. I remember he was big into that band as well. And I had no idea about your background. And that makes me in this moment want to come and see you tonight more than before we started this.
And really to listen to them, one of the things for me now is I kind of will do a thing really hard for a long time, and then like a sound, and then move on to something else. And it's like I was at my show the other night in Bloomington, Illinois, and this guy came up to the merch table and I was like, oh, these are showing him my different records. And I was, oh, that, and that's my metal record. And I was like, oh yeah, I had a metal phase that like, I don't represent when I play live now that I just did for a few years. And the guy was like, oh, that's awesome. And he scooped that one. But the current record that I'm about to put out, I'm just starting to release singles for it. It's called Only I Can Prevent Forest Fires. And I self-produced this time and I made it with the express purpose of being super eclectic. So it's like recorded in three or four different studios and there's all kinds of different instrumentation. There's songs where I program drum machines and I did these kind of quirkier, moodier things. And then there's like full band rock and roll tracks on it. And then there's like a couple of dance numbers. The whole point was when I would listen to those records, the TMBG records, and later like Ween records were like this, and did to a lesser extent, the Dead Milkmen. This was punk music, but it was like punk meant could mean an accordion, or it could mean like a Spanish ballad, or like it could mean all these different things. And I really like disparate sound. And if I've struggled with anything over the years, it's been people don't want to play with me, or they don't want to let me play because I'm not doing something that's exactly like what they're doing. When I was doing metal, people didn't want to play with me because I wasn't exactly what they think of as metal. It was a new kind of metal that just, you know, was specific to me. Yeah, it also means a lot to go back to that and pay homage to those guys, because like that eclecticism informed me as much as first three songs, 3,000 songs I learned on a guitar.
We will have more with Brooke Pridemar, national touring singer-songwriter, who will be at the intermission in Wausau this evening and at the Meltdown in Stevens Point coming up on Thursday as well. Coming up, top of the hour, news update, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. I am Chad Holmes, and we are spending a little time talking to an artist, a national touring singer-songwriter named Brooke Pridemar. Very interesting man who writes a song every single day. He travels the country, able to use his gift to entertain, and he'll be at the intermission in Wausau tonight and the Meltdown in Stevens Point coming up on Thursday. And I asked Brooke Pridemar, as we talked, about if he knows when he writes a song if he's connecting with his audience.
Yeah, and the reason I stayed in the open, I have stayed in the open mic circuit as long as I have. I will go about once a week, time permitting. I'll go and sing a song, and it's always, almost always, something new. But for many years, I didn't think a song was done until I took it to the Sidewalk Cafe in New York and did it at their open mic, and that was my litmus test. And it wasn't like I was waiting for thunderous applause, but I knew that stage so well when I was on it that that's where I would go to rub it out, you know, to make sure it was battle ready. And you know, that I hate that battle ready, so silly, but you get the point. And then in that place closed in 2019. I was kind of moved on from it by then. And now when I'm doing it every day, a good litmus test is if I can remember in the morning what I wrote last night. I write the song and publish it to my Patreon every day. Anybody that pays $5 a month can have endless new songs by me, and almost all of which no one will ever hear, you know, like there's just so many of them by this point. I couldn't even begin to sift through. I do spend some time like listening to random tunes to like see if there's anything in there, but there was one tune. I played this show and most of my act the last few years has been, you know, I have a 404 and I trigger songs on that. And then that's the whole song on there. And then I sing it and it's kind of like to present it as it is on the record. And some people were really into it because I do kind of perform, and some people think it's cheap, you know, or think it's beneath them to play with a sampler guy. And so this cat that I've known for a really long time was giving me this side eye after seeing me do that. And I'm just like, and I've been getting that a lot. I get that a lot. And I went home and my song was like, "You don't need to tell me. I already know they want to hear guitar at a folk punk show." And it's like, and it was all these like, "You don't need to," but the hook was, "You don't need to tell me. I already know."
Right.
And it was like, 2 days later, that hook was still in my head. And I was like, what, you know, what if I shout that, you know, like, what if, you know, what if it becomes like a, like one of these and, you know, fist in the air kind of thing. And so I did that a cappella at like the next show I had. And the audience response was huge. I was playing this show that had a PA, but no microphone. So I just had to like start the song and like come out into the middle of the room and scream it at the crowd. And then I got home and I created this track around it and finished the lyric, and it's on my new record. It's called Miriam. And it's like, so like showing it to other people, you know, I can think everything is dope. I can think everything is dope all day, you know, and, but like really getting other ears in it. I know for sure when I get it in front of other people, and very rarely are people like, "I don't think that one had the sauce," but you can always tell when it does have the sauce. Yeah.
And I guess before we wrap it up, for folks that after hearing you talk about, I think, your art and your life and what's the importance of what you're doing and the work, what can people expect if they come out tonight and see you here in Wausau at the Intermission or head to Stevens Point on Thursday night at the Meltdown? What will they see when they see you on stage tonight?
Well, I've played both venues a couple times, and I can tell you that I feed off the crowd's energy. And so when the crowd brings it, I go crazy. I go hard. You know, I don't even know how to describe it, but I do a lot of moving around. It's funny to get to my 40s and start doing calisthenics on stage, but it's really what it feels like. There's, you know, and also a lot of talk, like a lot of, unhinged banter and you kind of just got to come see it. It's whole thing.
What time do you start for folks if they want to hit over there?
8 p.m.
All right. I gotta tell you, I wasn't sure what to expect talking to you because you got hooked up with a mutual acquaintance and I gotta tell you, it's just an interesting story, and I find in this era where I think there's a lot of fear for the people that have this need to be artistic and to be able to use your own voice, where we have now artificial ways of writing music and everything else. Yeah. I just think that folks like yourself are vitally important in terms of the humanity of what we have. I don't know how else to put it, that, you know, to write a song every single day that in some aspect of what you see, what you hear, what you live, I just think is fantastic. And I hope that the folks here in Wausau tonight have a wonderful time and come out and see in big numbers at the intermission.
Thank you so much.
There was actually so much more to the conversation. I had to cut probably half of what we talked about to fit into these segments here this morning. But if you go to our show notes on the WXCO Morning Report, when I post them a little bit later on, you'll be able to go to our YouTube channel. In fact, just go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com, 98.9 WXCO, and you can listen to a very interesting discussion with an artist. Brooke Pridemore again at the intermission tonight in Wausau. We'll have more coming up in about 22 minutes, but back to Pat Kreitel coming up next on 98.9 WXCO.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the WXCO Morning Report on Bofo's Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM, online at bofallsradio.com, and also on our YouTube channel as well. Well, as you probably guessed by now, I am not a Chad Holmes. I am your a producer slash engineer, Ian Welsh, and the weather outside right now is absolutely beautiful. The sun is shining. There's not too many clouds in the sky yet, and the temperature is actually pretty comfortable. It's in the low 50s right now, but it should be a really good day after all. And I hope you all had a happy Labor Day yesterday. Let me tell you, it was a lot of fun yesterday. I actually got to be a part of the Labor Day parade. I went through a downtown Wausau yesterday. Chad was at the announcement table, and I got to march with the center stage band and show choir promoting our upcoming show, which, by the way, will be happening at the Grand Theater the 25th, 26th, and 27th. Shows will be at 7 p.m. And this year's theme for Center Stage will be hits from across the Atlantic. A lot of great music by a lot of... Let's see, there's songs from the Beatles, there's songs from ABBA, songs from Elton John, and so many more. And the best part about the Center Stage shows is that they are absolutely free. Donations are appreciated, but we spend a lot of time looking for sponsors and raising the money to keep this show free for everyone. So if you're looking for a fun show to see at the Grin Theater with all sorts of different music and dance numbers and a lot of fun, be sure to get your tickets for Center Stage Hits from Across the Atlantic. The tickets are available at the Grin Theater as well, but there are also other places that you can get tickets as well. And as soon as the information becomes available, I will be sure to share the information with you. But it is an absolutely beautiful day. As we were talking about on the show earlier, at the start of the show, Chad had mentioned that we were going to talk about my escape room adventure as well. Well, my friends and I, on a Saturday evening, we went down to Oshkosh to attack our latest escape room. And we had never been to Oshkosh before. And this place was, you know, truly immersive. It was very interactive, incredible detail. And the escape room that we did was called Magic Castle. And there was seven of us in the group, and we worked together. We had a lot of fun, and we solved it. And honestly, if you've never done an escape room before, there are so many fantastic escape rooms in the state of Wisconsin, including Wausau, Stevens Point, Eau Claire, Green Bay, Appleton, Madison, Fond du Lac, all over. So if you're looking for a fun bonding activity to, you know, showcase your teamwork abilities or just have a lot of fun, feel free to check out any of these escape rooms. Because honestly, it's not about winning or losing. It's about having fun. And like I said before, I hope everybody got to check out the awesome Labor Day parade yesterday. So many different floats were a part of the parade. It wasn't just a center stage float. I also saw floats for Little Miss Wausau. There was the Joe Raider towing trucks. There was quite a few of them as well. I even saw a really awesome float for the haunted sawmill that's coming up in Merrill. And it's actually a really cool fundraiser that they have every year up in Merrill. Personally, I have never been to the haunted sawmill before, but I think this year I'm going to actually check it out because it's a really cool and very scary. So if you're not a fan of jump scares, I would not recommend this place because I have heard a lot of things about it. And it looks like we are coming up on the end of this segment. Thank you for bearing with me as I was leading you through the fun activities that happened this weekend. But we are going to send it back to Pat Kreitlow in a few minutes. I understand he has a special interview that's coming up. And then later on at 8:20, we are going to have our number of the day quiz. And today is a little bit of a, a little bit of an added challenge because this week I only get four chances. And just, so I really got to focus on today. And that's all coming up. Up in just a few minutes. But back to Pat Kreitlow after the break. You're listening to the WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I am not in studio right now. I had a bit of an issue this morning, so I will get you more of it as we get later into the week. But at this point, I just want to say thanks to Ian Welsh for covering in the last segment. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. You're welcome.
Did you wonder where the heck I was?
I was getting concerned, especially when it was only like 15 seconds away. I thought you had some car trouble.
I think so. What'd you talk about?
Well, I talked about the Labor Day parade yesterday, and I talked about my escape room adventure as well. And the Labor Day parade yesterday was a lot of fun. Beautiful weather, and I want to thank you for the shout-out as I was marching I was marching with the Center Stage Band and Show Choir yesterday.
Yeah, I had no issues getting there yesterday, and it was the 12th year that I was able to be the announcer at the Wausau Labor Day Parade. It was, I don't think you could have a better day to have a parade. It was not too hot. It wasn't chilly. There was just perfect sunshine.
Oh, it was beautiful.
I know they had a new route, and it seemed as though the new route worked all right. You walked the new route, though. What'd you think?
Honestly, it was a little tiring after a while, but the weather was nice. It was a great crowd of people, and it was a really awesome parade.
Was it much longer than the old route?
I'd say it was a little longer.
Hmm? All right. Well, you're not that old. You should not be having
any. That's true. Yeah.
And did you win in your escape room the other night?
Yes. On Saturday night, we went to Oshkosh to tackle our Elias escape room, and we did win.
You are on a roll then. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Terrific stuff indeed. So I hope everybody was able to take advantage. This is sort of the unofficial start of autumn, the unofficial end of summer at the end of Labor Day weekend.
That's right.
Today is a big day for a lot of families because for the public schools, today is the first day of school. And I know that if anybody that's friends with parents out there, like on social media, you often will see pictures of the first day of school as they send off their kids to the first day. They'll have pictures. Sometimes if it's their senior year of high school, they'll have a picture of back when they were in kindergarten or K-4, the first day next to the one starting the senior year. So it's a big day for the students, but it's also a big day for the parents as we get into the 2025-2026 school year starting today.
That's right. I saw quite a few kids out this morning waiting for the school bus.
I hope they didn't oversleep.
Oh, yeah. That's always the issue with the first day of school is you can't get the kids out of bed, and it's even harder to get them out the door.
Exactly.
I remember I used to be like that.
No kidding. Absolutely. It's going to be another big week of high school sports here on 98.9 WXCO. Starts on Wednesday. It feels like Monday, but it's actually Tuesday. So that means tomorrow night we will have the big high school sports show.
That's right.
Joined by Quincy Fender, the Newman Catholic senior, who had a big game in the Cardinals win on Friday night that we had right here on 98.9 WXCO. We'll also have the head football coach at Tomahawk on. They had a big win in overtime over Wittenberg Burnhamwood. And then we'll also recap all the Week 2 action, look ahead to Week 3. And then on Friday night, we have a high school football doubleheader. I'll be at Tom Field as Wausau West will be taking on Eau Claire North. 6:35 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening kickoff, live on 98.9 WXCO and online. And Newman Catholic has a big one. They will be traveling to Almon Bancroft. We'll have that one starting with the pregame show at 6:35 on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM. Also on the Civic Media app, go to the WXCO part of the app and be able to listen in on the Sports 2 stream as well. And that Newman Catholic Almon Bancroft game will also be on 98.9 WXCO on a tape delay basis following the conclusion of the Wausau West Eau Claire North game. So another big week of high school athletics coming up. But also a shortened week, but still a big week for the number for the day quiz.
That's right. I really got to focus this week because I only get 4 chances.
That's right. And you still have to get 2 right in order to get both a passing grade and a winning week.
That's right.
But should not be any problem. You've had winning weeks for, 3 weeks in a row, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
And didn't you have an A grade last week, 4 out of 5?
Yes, I certainly did. Felt good.
Oh, yep. You've been on a roll, so let's get into it here for the first day of the new week.
Yeah.
The Tuesday after Labor Day was the first time that I was on the air doing a program on Civic Media after Civic Media bought WXCO.
Okay.
The number for the day is, how many years ago was it the Tuesday after Labor Day that I premiered as a Civic Media host? Your choices are 2 years ago, 3 years ago, or 4 years ago.
Okay. I gotta stay focused here because I only get 4 chances. But I'm gonna say You know what? I'm going to say 4 years. I'm going to say four is my final answer. Saying four.
I thought that was going to be an easy one. It was 3 years ago. 22. Ah.
Darn, I overshot it.
You got work to do starting tomorrow.
Yes, I do.
But we will attempt to get Ian on the winning track tomorrow. We will have Christine Daniels joining us. We will also have another guest joining us as well. So we look forward to that. Ian, have a good rest of your Tuesday.
You too, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Matt, more of Pat Kreitlow coming up here on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.